السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، خصوصا على سيدنا ومولانا محمد المصطفى وعلى آله وصحبه الذين قاموا بالصدق والصفاء. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمين الكريم. Respected audience, it is a pleasure to be amongst you in Colombo. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward us all for being present in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid, which is next to the room of the residing place of Sayyidi Shaykh Usman radiallahu anhu wa rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the blessings from this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the footsteps of Sayyidi Shaykh Usman rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi wa radiyallahu anhu. Before I begin speaking on the topic that has been given to me, may we all with love and sincerity from the deepest part of our heart send durood sharif salawat upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina ونبينا ومولانا محمد معدن الجود والكرم وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. Respected audience, it is a fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created many, many different creations. We see amongst us there are humans, there are those that we don't see like the jinn, there are the angels, there are animals, there are dogs, there are cats, there are lions, there are fish in the water, there are insects that crawl on the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created many, many different creations. But it is a fact that from all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the highest status has been given to the humans. And it is clear because it is mentioned in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمْ, that verily, without a doubt, we have given a higher status to the children of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. And therefore that means that we, the human beings, have been given this high status. And therefore there must be something that differentiates us from the animals. What is the difference between the humans and the animals? And the truth is that the law and the rules and regulations and the responsibility that an individual has is what differentiates that person with another person, from another person. That is what differentiates a person. For example, on the road, when you are traveling by car, you will come to roads where there is a no entry sign, because it is one way. If you are driving, you cannot enter into that street from the no entry sign, because you are responsible. You have to follow the rules and regulations of the place you are staying in. And for the safety of the people, you must not enter that road, because it says it is a no entry, it's a one way road. If a man does enter, if a driver, a person driving enters that street, then what happens? If the police sees you, or if there is a camera that captures your entrance into the no entry sign, then the law will punish you for it. There will be a penalty that you will have to pay. Is that not so? That is how it is. But if you see an animal roaming the streets, for example, a dog roaming the streets, or a cow or a buffalo roaming the streets, it may go wherever it wants, it may travel on whichever road it wants, the law will not punish that animal. Is that true or not? That is true. Because the animals are not they are not bound with the law and the rules and regulations of this country, of the place that they are living in. They are not responsible for it. And that is why they are not punished. Have you ever seen a man beats another man? The man who has been beaten, he takes the other man to the court, to the courtroom. He claims compensation. The person is prosecuted for assault because he has assaulted another person, for bodily harm if he has caused harm to the body. But if an animal, for example a donkey, kicks somebody from behind, does anybody take the donkey to the courtroom? Has anybody seen a donkey standing in the courtroom, in the box of where the person prosecuted stands? No. Why not? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given status to the human beings, and it is the humans who have this status, and that is why the humans are bound with the law and they have to follow rules and regulations, and that is what differentiates humans from animals and other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look around the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, يَهُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. He is the one who created everything in the world for serving the humans. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ. For you Allah has created everything in the world. In another verse, مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Everything in the skies and the earth has been created for you. Yani to serve the humans. Now look around you. Look at the other creations that Allah has created. Are they serving the humans? Does the sun come out every day in the morning and serve the humans by giving them light? Does the moon come out in the night and give a reflection of the sun's light to the people so that they can see and be guided in the dark? Do the stars come out? Do the people not carry their loads onto the back of horses and donkeys and ride on camels and elephants? Does this not happen? Everything is serving human beings. Why is that? Because that is why Allah created them. Allah created these creations, these animals, so that they serve the human beings. And look around you, everything is doing what they have been created for. You see the donkey, when a man carries his load onto the donkey doesn't refuse. The donkey carries that load, and he takes it from one place to the other. When you sit on a horse, the horse will carry you and take you and be a means of transport for you. It will take you from one place to the other. Why? Because Allah has created these animals to serve the human, and the animals are doing what they have been created for. But look at yourselves. We are the human beings. What have we been created for? Ya Allah, you have created everything to serve us. Then what have you created us for, Ya Allah? The Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created humans and jinn, but so that they worship me. Yani they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that everything has been created to serve the human beings, and the humans and the jinn have been created to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as I was saying, look at the creations of Allah. The karam, the takreem has been given to the humans. The status has been given to the humans. The exaltedness has been given to the humans. But what is it? What is the problem that all those who have not been given a status, all those who have not been given this exaltedness, they are all serving their purpose. They are all fulfilling the reason that they have been created. But the human has been created to worship Allah, yet the human is busy in worshipping the dunya. Why is it? Why is that the case? Look at the people today. What are they doing? The people are too busy working. In the morning they go to work. Those who are doing a night shift, they go to work at night. All throughout the day or all throughout the night they work. Then they have time to play. Then they have time to roam around in their cars, joyriding in the streets of Colombo. They have time to play with their wives. They have time to play with their children. They have time to play with their worldly material. But do they have time? Do they have time to fulfill why Allah has created them? Why have people forgotten why Allah has created them? It is about time that people realize that Allah has not created us for the dunya. Allah has not created us to raise our bank balances. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not created us so that we can build beautiful homes to live in. Allah has not created us so that we can buy leather sofas and TV screens and watch TV all day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us so that we come into the masjid, so that we sit on the musalla at home, we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day, we give zakat when it is due, we fast in the month of Ramadan, and when we are wealthy, we have enough money, then we travel to Makkatul Mukarramah and perform Hajj. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created humans. You need to think to yourself that a man travels on a donkey, he places his load on a donkey, and the donkey travels from one place to the other, and then he removes all the load of the donkey and he feeds the donkey. The donkey does not complain. Have you ever seen a donkey that says to its master that you have placed your load onto my back for years and years, and I have carried you from one place to the other, now it is my turn. You sit down, I will sit on top of you, and I will put my food on top of you, and you take me from one place to the other. Has this happened? This has never happened. This doesn't happen, because all the animals and the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are all serving their purpose of being created in this world. But it is the human being whose attitude has changed, who has moved away from the purpose of their life. They have forgotten why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created them. Do you not look towards the sky? Look how Allah has created this magnificent sky. Look at this beautiful moon that Allah has created. When you walk outside in the streets, look at the sky, how beautiful it is. Look at the beautiful clouds that come. Look how the rain falls. Go to the seaside and look at the water, the way it moves. All of these things are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These things should remind us of Allah. And at that time we should think, oh yes, this is why Allah has created me. There is an Allah. He is the one who created me. He is the one who has given me clothing. He is the one who gives me food to eat. I must worship this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of being created. Subhanallah. And do you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us? He gave us food, He gave us drink, He's given us clothing, He has given us children, He has given us wives, He has given us everything that we have in this world, yet asks you to come to the masjid 5 times a day and come and perform prostration in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask yourselves, how many of you come to the masjid 5 times a day? How many of you sit on the musalla at home or at work to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is a question that we all need to ask ourselves. Look at the people today. We go to work. You work for your boss who pays you money. Your boss gives you money, and that is why you go to work. You wake up early in the morning because I need to get paid. He will give me money, I can feed myself. Wallahi lazim, the truth is that money comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah who gives you that money. And if for your boss or your manager, you can wake up early in the morning, go to work all day, leave your family at home, leave your wife and children at home, leave them in school and go to work and tire yourself working for the dunya, then why can you not come to the masjid or sit on the musalla to perform your 5 times salah? For He has given you everything you have. Every breath you breathe, it is given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person gives you money, then you are ready to do whatever he wants. But when Allah has given you everything, why is it that you have forgotten Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And do you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ. That, oh my beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you tell the people that if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you must follow me. Only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you a beloved, and Allah will forgive your sins. Subhanallah. What does that mean? That means that it is not only the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to follow the command of Allah, but to also follow the command of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is part of worship. Worshipping Allah means Ati'ullah wa Ati'ur Rasul. Follow Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the purpose of being created in this world is to follow the hukum of Allah and the hukum of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to perform salah. How many of us perform salah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to fast in the month of Ramadan. He ordered us to give zakah when it is due. He ordered us to perform hajj. He ordered us to follow his sunnah. He ordered us to lengthen our beards and shorten the mustache. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered us to do this. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you eat and when you drink, sit down and eat and drink. When you eat and drink, cover your head. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you enter the masjid, enter with your right foot. When you exit the masjid, exit with your left foot. When you enter the toilets, in the washroom, enter with your left foot. Exit with your right foot. Recite this dua. Recite this dua when you do this. After eating, recite this dua. Don't eat this, this is haram. Eat this, this is halal. All these ahkam have come to you from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are human beings who have been given takreem from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet how many of us follow the command of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah has given us aql. We have an aql through which we can think and understand. Yet why do we not follow the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command? Look at the clouds. You know the clouds in the sky? Do you think they have a brain? They don't have a brain. But do you know that they follow the command of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? In Bukhari Sharif, there is a hadith that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was on the minbar in the Jummah, delivering the Jummah khutbah. And a man came, or a man stood up and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayka wa sallam, there is a drought in Madinatul Munawwara. It has not rained. It has not rained in Madinatul Munawwara for a long time. Halakal maal wa ja'al ayal ya Rasulullah. Fad'u lana ya Rasulullah. This is in Bukhari Sharif. Ya Rasulullah, all the wealth has become destroyed. Everything has dried. The animals are thirsty. The families at home, the children are thirsty. Ya Rasulullah, there is a drought. Make dua for us, Ya Rasulullah. In the Jummah khutbah on the minbar, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands. Subhanallah. As he raised his hands, Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala says, Ke walladhi nafsi biyadih, I swear by Allah in whose hands is my life. Ma wada'aha, he did not place his hands down. Hatta taral ashabu amthal al-jibal, up to the extent that he had not placed his hands down, and the rain and the clouds started appearing in Madinatul Munawwara like mountains in the sky. Subhanallah, bas. He raised his hands and the clouds followed the order of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it started raining and it rained. And Sayyiduna Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala says, لَمْ يَنزِلْ عَمْ مِنْبَرِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam حَتَّى رَأَيْتُ الْمَطَرَ يَتَحَادَرُ عَلَى لِحْيَتِهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not come down from the minbar until I saw that it rained so much that his blessed beard was soaking with water. This is how much the clouds gave rain. But one order of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the clouds follow the order of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet we are human beings. Why are we not following the command of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Do you know, I see people with chains, wearing chains here, wearing gold rings, wearing chains as bracelets. Men are wearing this. And do you know the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this is haram. He said that this is from the fire of hell. And a man who wears a gold ring, he will wear a gold ring of fire on the day of judgment. He will wear a fire, a bracelet of fire on the day of judgment. This is haram, you must remove it. Yet how many of us follow the hukum of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? In a hadith, a sahabi radiallahu ta'ala narrates that a man was wearing a gold ring, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw the ring in his hand, got hold of his hand, removed the ring, and threw the ring away. فَطَرَحَهُ, he threw it away. A gold ring. He removed it and threw it away. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, this is haram for men. And on the day of judgment, you will be made to wear a ring of fire. You must remove it. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam threw the ring away. The Sahaba ikram said to the man, after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam went away, he said, go and get the ring, go and pick it up and sell it and use the money or give it to somebody in your family because women can wear it. He says, Wallahi, Wallahi la a'khudhu ma tarahahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I swear by Allah, I will never pick that thing up that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has thrown away. Subhanallah, this is how they followed the hukum of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet why have we moved away from the hukum of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This hukum of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the clouds, and it rained. And it rained so much that it rained all Friday, all Saturday it rained, Sunday it rained, Monday it carried on raining, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday it carried on raining. Why? Because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua that the clouds give rain, so the clouds continue to rain. Subhanallah, until the next Friday came. The next Friday, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat on the minbar. He was delivering the Jummah khutbah, and a man came. Either he came or he stood up, and either it was the same man that spoke last week, or it was a different man. And he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Medina Sharif is flowing with water, and it is flooded in Medina Sharif. There is too much water, Ya Rasulullah. It has not stopped raining since last Friday, Ya Rasulullah. It has not stopped raining. Subhanallah. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not raise his hands in dua, that he raised his finger into the sky and he made a gesture of a circle, and he says, Hawalayna wa ma alayna. Hawalayna wa ma alayna. All clouds rain around Medina but not on Medina. Rain around Medina and not on Medina. Subhanallah, the Sahabi who narrates the hadith, he says that I saw that as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved his finger towards the sky, the clouds were ripping apart as his finger moved, and the cloud ripped apart from the rest of the clouds in a circle, and it moved away from Medina Sharif, and there was clouds all around Medina Sharif, and it was raining around Medina, but in Medina Sharif there was no more rain. Subhanallah, the hukum of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the clouds are bowing to the order of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet why is it that we are the ones who have been given takreem from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet we are not following the command of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? A sahabi narrates a hadith and he says, this is mentioned in Khasais al-Kubra. Imam Jalaluddin al-Suyuti, al-Shafi'i al-Misri, radiallahu anhu, the great Egyptian muhaddith, he records in Khasais al-Kubra that once an Arabi, a Bedouin, came and he accepted Islam on the hands of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He accepted Islam. He recited the Shahada. And then he says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, show me a mu'jiza, show me a miracle, so that my iman becomes firm. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what would you like to see? What would you like to see? He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is a tree over there. a tree, a big tree. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I want that tree to come in your court. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Subhanallah, you go to the tree and tell the tree that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called you. Subhanallah. This man, he goes to the tree and he says to the tree, Kaina Rasulullah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called for you. Subhanallah. The narrator of the hadith says that the tree moved from side to side and it ripped itself, it ripped the roots out of the earth, out of the ground, and then it came walking into the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And the Bedouin, the Arabi says, Hasbi ya Rasulullah, Hasbi ya Rasulullah. This is enough ya Rasulullah. This is enough, my iman has become strengthened. Now the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to the tree, Ka'irji'i, go now. And the hadith says, Faraja'at, the tree went back and put its roots into the ground again. Subhanallah. This is the way the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are obeying Allah and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called you to the masjid. He called the tree. The man said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called you. The tree ripped itself out of the ground and came into the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has called you to the masjid 5 times a day. Yet why are you not present in the masjid? Do you know that you can read the whole Quran, but nowhere will you find the whole adhan? You know the adhan for the masjid? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. This adhan is not mentioned in the Quran. But in the mention about the Jummah Salah, it says, إِذَا نُودِيَ لِلصَّلَاةِ, when you have been called for Salah. Do you know where these words of the Adhan came from? Where did they came from? The hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were taught to the Sahaba Ikram in their dreams. And they came and told the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these words of the Adhan, the call to prayer is from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is ordering you, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala salah. Yet you are busy in your work. You are busy riding around in the streets in your flashy cars. You are busy at home playing your Xbox and PlayStation. Ya Allah, what has happened to you? These trees are better than you, who pull themselves out of the ground and come into the court of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That moon is better than you, which split into two when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gestured with his finger for the moon to split into two. It is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, فَإِنْ شَقَّ الْقَمَرُ, he says, إِنْ شَقَّ الْقَمَرُ عَلَىٰ أَهْدِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِرْقَةً فَوْقَ الْجَبَلِ وَفِرْقَةً دُونَهَا. He says that the Prophet, in the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the moon split into two, Ya Allah, the moon split into two, yet you can still not come to the masjid to pray a namaz, to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you know the hadith says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by the kuffar to split the moon into two. He gestured with his finger and the moon split into two. It moved one part to the other side and the other part to the other side. It says, Hatta ra'aw hira'an baynahuma, that the Sahaba ikram and the people saw the Mount Hira between the two pieces of the moon. This is how the moon split into two. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ishhadu, or ashhidu, become witnesses that the moon has split into two. And ishhadu, meaning say the shahada and accept Islam. Subhanallah. The moon split into two because the moon knows that the purpose of my creation is to follow the command of Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet, oh my dear beloved Muslim brothers, why do you not know that you have been created for a purpose as well. And the purpose of yours is higher than the purpose of all these other creations of Allah. And your purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, my dear beloved Muslim brothers, we need to realize that we must not spend all our day and all our night worried about the dunya, worried about the bank balance, but we should be spending our day and night in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And do you know that Allah has made worship so easy that it doesn't mean you have to come to the masjid or sit on the musalla 24 hours a day, but it means that you must live according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means that if you walk according to the pleasure of Allah, you will be rewarded for it. If you go to the seaside to watch the water in the ocean or in the sea, to see the creation of Allah, then you will be rewarded for it. When you sit to eat and you sit and eat in the way the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat and eat, and you eat that which Allah has made halal, that is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you go out and work to earn money, to feed your children, to feed yourself and your wife, then that is worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why you have been created. This is the way of living in this world. Live according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you will live according to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will fulfill the purpose of this life. And then in the hereafter, there will be no punishment in the grave. There will be no punishment on the day of judgment. And on the day of judgment, you will rise in the shade of the banner of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will enter into Jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to fulfill the purpose of our lives. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to learn the sunnah and the way that Allah is pleased by, so that we can act upon it. And in that way, fulfill the purpose of our lives and enter Jannah, inshallah, in the Akhirah. Jazakumullahu khairan wa ma alayna illa al-balagh.